KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, first, the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association. They have their latest rankings out, and in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is top-rated with Assumption number 2, Solon number 3, Gilbert 4, and Columbus Catholic at number 5. St. Albert ranks 7th this week, also into the rankings, AHSTW. They're in at number 13 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, it's Norwalk on top with Storm Lake, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, Marion, and Winterset, the top 5. Denison is ranked number 11 with Harlan at number 16. Class 3A, West Des Moines Valley, Bettendorf, Ankeny Centennial, Iowa City High, and Cedar Rapids Prairie are the top 5 rated squads. Well, the Cardinals and the Cubs were postponed due to wintry weather at Wrigley Field yesterday, and that forced the two teams to give up their off day today. They got it yesterday, though. They'll play that game today instead of being a travel day. Cards and the Cubs, 12:25. We'll have it for you this afternoon here on the radio. That's the pregame start time. 1:20 is first pitch from Chicago. In National League play yesterday, the Pirates beat Colorado 10-2, Milwaukee 2-0 over Cincinnati, the Mets beat Washington 11-5, Atlanta over Philadelphia 7-3, San Francisco in 10 innings 4-3 over Arizona, and the Dodgers beat up on San Diego 13-4. The Toronto Blue Jays continue to rip through their Major League schedule, while the Kansas City Royals appear far removed from the ball club that won the World Series 2.5 years ago. Curtis Granderson belted a grand slam, and Teoscar Hernandez went 4-for-6 with a 2-run shot and 4 RBIs as the Blue Jays crushed the Royals 15-5 to complete a 3-game sweep. Yanger V. Solarte also homered, and Kevin Pillar added 3 hits and an RBI to help the Jays win for the 12th time in 15 games since an 0-2 start. Whit Merrifield and Jorge Soler went deep for the Royals. They're an American League worst 3-13 following their 8th consecutive loss. Elsewhere in the AL, Tampa Bay beat Texas 4-2, Detroit over Baltimore 6-5, Oakland beat Chicago in 14 innings 12-11, Minnesota down Cleveland in 16 innings 2-1, it was Boston over the LA Angels 9-0, and Houston beat Seattle 7-1. Joey Bats could be coming to Atlanta after the Braves signed Jose Bautista to a minor league contract following an impressive workout. The 6-time All-Star will report to extended spring training and would receive a 1-year, $1 million deal if he's added to the 40-man major league roster. The 37-year-old Bautista earned $18 million while hitting .203 with 23 homers and 65 RBIs in 157 games for Toronto last season. Diamondbacks right-hander Taijuan Walker is headed for season-ending surgery to repair a partially torn elbow ligament. The 25-year-old Walker pitched just 2 innings in his last start Saturday at Los Angeles before departing due to discomfort in his right arm. In basketball, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers were able to even their Eastern Conference quarterfinal series at a game apiece as James poured in 46 points and grabbed 12 rebounds as the Cavaliers upended the Pacers 100-97. James scored the Cavs' first 16 points and had 29 at halftime to help his team bounce back from an 18-point loss in the opener. That series shifts to Indiana for Game 3 on Friday. The Jazz and the Thunder are not at a game apiece after rookie Donovan Mitchell scored 13 of his 28 points in the final period to help Utah fend off Oklahoma City 102-95. They'll head to Salt Lake City for Game 3 on Saturday. The Rockets hammered the Timberwolves 102-82 as Chris Paul contributed 27 points to help Houston take a 2-0 lead in that series. Minnesota will host Game 3 on Saturday. The wife of Spurs coach Greg Popovich has died. The Spurs confirmed that Aaron Popovich's death came at the age of 67. The team didn't provide any further details. Greg Popovich ran the Spurs practice on Wednesday. He's won 5 NBA titles since taking over as head coach in 1996. In hockey, Sidney Crosby became the Pittsburgh Penguins' all-time leader in playoff points while helping them take a 3-1 lead in their first-round series. Crosby scored his 5th goal of the series and had an assist as the Pens whipped the Flyers 5-0 in Philadelphia. The Pittsburgh captain now has 173 points in Stanley Cup play, passing Hall of Famer Mario Lemieux for the most in club history. The Penguins can wrap up that series at home on Friday. Meanwhile, the San Jose Sharks completed a 4-game sweep of the Ducks to get to the second round. Tomas Hertl scored the tie-breaking goal in the third period, and fourth-line winger Marcus Sorensen tallied for the third straight game to push San Jose past Anaheim 2-1. San Jose next will face the Golden Knights, who completed their own 4-game sweep on Tuesday. Nikita Kucherov scored twice and had an assist as the Lightning topped the Devils 3-1 to take a 3-1 lead in that series. The Devils will try to fend off elimination Saturday in Tampa. Nashville got a goal and an assist from Philip Forsberg while building a 3-0 lead and a 3-2 win at Colorado. The Predators can close out that series at home as they have a 3-1 lead. The next game is on Friday. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker says junior Amani Jones would be the starter at middle linebacker if the Hawkeyes had a game this weekend. Iowa closes out spring drills with a practice Friday night. Jones was listed as the backup at weak side linebacker entering spring, but he's excelled since his move to the middle.
Well, I think the commitment to him, the way he puts his effort and the time in, watching film preparation, the energy and the excitement that he brings to the field, and then obviously when he finishes plays, I mean, you know, he likes to go out after guys, and he does a good job of tackling guys, and we just like his enthusiasm.
Parker says Jones has the traits that are needed to play in the middle.
I like his ability to read, you know, the box and diagnose the plays. And when he goes, he goes. I think his ability to go ahead and trigger when he sees something. And when he comes, he's well-packed. He's got a low sense of gravity, and he runs through guys. I mean, I'm really excited to see what he can do.
Parker says the other starters right now at linebacker are senior Aaron Menz and sophomore Nick Neiman. The Hawkeyes must replace three senior linebackers from a year ago, and Parker says experience up front and in the secondary will help in that transition.
And I think the more the guys understand the game of football at any position, whether you're a D-line or whether you're a secondary coach or linebacker, the more you know, the more you can help out each other that the guys are playing next to you. And that's our goal, is to make sure that everybody knows what's going on every play and every snap.
And again, Iowa closes out their spring drills coming up tomorrow night. The NCAA Division I Council has banned college football teams from using former players in practice and tabled a proposal to let players participate in four games in a redshirt season. Other rules changes announced by the Division I Council include a new recruiting calendar for all sports, not including football and basketball. The council also lifted a ban on alcohol sales at NCAA championships. Well, the Tennessee Titans have announced that they'll exercise their fifth-year option on quarterback Marcus Mariota. That move keeps Mariota under contract through the 2019 season. Mariota has made 42 regular season starts over the last 3 years and has completed 62% of his passes for nearly 9,500 yards with 58 touchdowns and 34 interceptions. Record-setting return specialist Devin Hester, along with running back Matt Forte, will sign one-day contracts with the Chicago Bears so that they can retire as members of the organization where they starred. Both players spent their first 8 seasons in Chicago. Kentucky forward Wenyen Gabriel will enter the NBA draft pool but will not hire an agent, remaining eligible to return for his third season with the Wildcats. The 6'9" sophomore averaged nearly 10 points over the final 8 games to rank 6th on the team with nearly 7 points and over 5 rebounds per contest. Gabriel is Kentucky's 5th player to enter the June 21st draft, following freshman teammates Kevin Knox, P.J. Washington, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Hamidou Diallo. Knox, Gilgeous-Alexander, and Diallo are hiring agents and will not return to school. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.